Blake, Kelly, Todd here on Coast 93.1. We had little Charlotte's birthday over the weekend. She turned 7 today.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very cute. And I tell you what, like, it's a combination her and that age. Thrilled about every gift.
Oh, that's the best.
Just
that's
sweet. So grateful and excited and, you know, just lit up.
Yep.
Ice cream cake, which we're still working on. And
delicious.
Some good stuff. Yeah, cookies and cream ice cream cake. So. Yeah. Good.
Does it have
stuff.
Like the crunch in the middle, like the layer
crunch,
of crunch?
Yeah.
And I think I think on this one, and it was an expensive cake, so I'm guessing they used name brand Oreos.
Okay.
Good stuff. Yum. But I tell you what, one thing is a major regret from this weekend's festivities.
Mm.
I'm still learning these lessons. Balloons.
Ugh.
And kids.
The worst.
Never again.
No. Nope.
It's like balloons, glitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those things need to be eliminated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we didn't even have like helium balloons, you know, because then they do the thing where they want to, you know, suck the air and go.
Kites are another one. I'd put kites in there too.
Kites,
balloons, glitter,
Nerf darts. Mine for me is Nerf darts.
Oh my god, aren't they everywhere around the house, Kel?
Yep.
Like you find them under every piece of furniture. They're in every nook and cranny.
And we have a puppy in the house.
Who
eating finds them and chews them. I mean, luckily he doesn't eat them, but you never know. He'll eat anything else. Your socks.
Wow.
Socks and Nerf darts are everywhere. But listen, balloons. And obviously, we were really adamant about making sure any balloons that popped, we picked up so that the dog didn't go to eat those. But they didn't even have helium in them. So they're just kind of scattered around the house. And the kids, like, how expensive have some of their toys been? And yet they're, you know, a 20-cent balloon.
Yeah.
Is,
entertains them.
Yes. Right. But they freak the dogs out. One of the dogs is afraid of balloons.
I'm afraid of balloons. I make that face every time someone picks up a balloon. Like the
So that's been the soundtrack of the weekend was that sound of a balloon, which is kind of, for some people, it's
ready, Kel.
I don't like it.
It's like,
ready,
Kel. I don't have that.
Oh,
I have,
okay.
Well, there's this. There's the, you know, the...
Okay.
You're doing that, okay? And then just the sound of them rubbing, you know? And then, of course, one breaks, you know?
There it is.
You would have been like diving under furniture, Kel, at our house this weekend.
Oh my God.
And then, of course, you know, we say, stop playing with the balloons. You guys need to, if you're going to play with the balloons, you need to go up to your room.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to say something like that before they hear it?
Yeah, well, the louder that you do it, and then when you freak out.
Right. And that's when we went after the balloon. That's it.
And then they say, why'd you get balloons, Dads?
Huh? Right.
Yeah.
I don't know because
in the first place,
apparently we don't have any forethought. We've lost the ability to think forwardly.
You bought us balloons, but we can't play with them. That's weird.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. It's confusing, isn't it?
And then you rub it on your head and it gets all friction and then everybody
and
has
it on the ceiling.
Yeah.
I can get it now. See? Take that. You don't have height on your side.
I hate that.
But anyway. Fun little birthday. Happy birthday, Char.
Happy birthday, Char.